We have been at conference last week, the C3 National Conference. And, you know, just to give you a bit of context, there are hundreds and hundreds of C3 churches all across Australia. And this conference is for all the pastors and leaders, you know, coming together and just being encouraged and refreshed and, you know, hearing the vision of Pastor Phil and Chris Pringle and John and Danielle Pierce. And great time that we had away, and, you know, you're going to see us input and share things that were imparted to all of us over the next few months. So get ready, it's going to be exciting times. And, you know, this is the first time that I've been away from my husband, travelling by myself, which is a little bit daunting. And, you know, I was thinking about it. It was only 5 days, and I said to Richard, oh, it's 5 days without the marriage benefits, but I'm sure we'll be okay. And and, you know, just really missed him that first day. Like, you know, really missed my husband. Anyway, when I got back, Richard said, yeah, it just wasn't the same without you. I haven't been sleeping well. And so he tried to make a blanket out of the shape of me next to him to try and, you know, invoke the my presence, I guess. So it's good to be married. It's good to be back home. Today I'm talking about the power of praise. The power of praise. Why do we praise God? Why do we praise God? And, you know, praising God is giving our attention to His glory. There is so much power in praising our Father God. And He calls us to praise Him alone. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 21, it says, He alone is your God, the only one who is worthy of your praise, the one who has done these mighty miracles that you have seen with your own eyes. We are only to praise our Father God in heaven. He is the only one that is worthy of all of our praise, and He asks and calls us to praise Him. And so we praise Him alone. We praise Him and give Him thanks for the miraculous. This scripture in Deuteronomy is talking about, you know, those miracles that God had done through the Israelites when they were, you know, the parting of the Red Sea, when God was bringing the Israelites out of slavery and into freedom, parting the Red Sea, bringing water from a rock, providing them with food. Just the miracles that God had been doing. You know, we are to praise Him for the wonderful things that God has done and that God has done in your life as well. Psalm 117 says, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise Him, all you people of the earth, for His unfailing love for us is powerful. The Lord's faithfulness endures forever. Praise the Lord. When we meditate on our scriptures, when we think about His unfailing love, He can never fail us. His unfailing love, His faithfulness that endures forever, it just ushers such a praiseful heart towards Him. And His unfailing love is powerful. You know, I really, really want you to have a sense and a revelation and an understanding of the power of God, of how powerful His unfailing love actually is. It's so powerful. In Hebrews 13:15, therefore let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to His name. You know, praise pleases God. Praise is good for us. And how do we praise? How do we actually do this? Psalm 100 says, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love, it continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation. We are called to praise God. We are called to come into His house with praise and thanksgiving for His goodness, for His unfailing love and His faithfulness. praise is so powerful. You know, we don't just come together to sing songs. When we come to praise our God, when we come with thanksgiving, with a heart of thanksgiving, with a heart of praise, we usher in the power of God as we praise Him. Our hearts just are moved towards Him. And so, you know, I'm laughing because I've just had such a, you know, revelation of just how powerful praise can be and how we really are to come into His house with thanksgiving and praise. A few years ago, when I was not very happy with church, I was not very happy with God, and pretty grumpy, really bad attitude, stinky attitude, I think, actually. And, you know, I would come to church and, you know, I don't want to praise You. I'm really angry with You, Lord, right now. Not interested. And wrestling, you know, with why I should praise and why I should come with a heart of thanksgiving and praise towards Him when I really didn't want to. Well, actually, that's the times when we should be just challenging ourselves to come with thanksgiving and praise. Well, actually, that's an opportunity for our hearts to be made right with God. For even in those moments of wrestling, to make my heart right before God and to understand that when I change my attitude, when I put aside emotions and I put on the mantle of praise, a garment of praise, when I clothe myself with praise, everything shifts. My countenance shifts. My attitude shifts. My heart shifts. And I actually open myself up for God to speak and to minister as I come into His house, into His courts with thanksgiving and praise. I just want to encourage you that, you know, when we are getting ready to come on a Sunday, we should be pumped. We should be so excited. We should be, you know what, I'm going to get there 15 minutes early. I'm going to chat with people. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be prepared to come into His house with thanksgiving and praise. Amen? Yeah. Okay. And the reason, you know, is throughout Scripture we see that praise is not primarily an individual activity. It's actually a corporate activity. So many scriptures that attest to this. 1 Chronicles 23:5. Another 4,000 will work as gatekeepers, and 4,000 will praise the Lord with the musical instruments I have made. And verse 30, and each morning and evening they stood before the Lord to sing songs of thanks and praise to Him. Can you imagine 4,000 people praising the Lord with musical instruments? Corporate praise. There's power in corporate praise. God calls us to pray corporately together. That's why we come together on a Sunday and we praise Him, we give Him thanks. So what happens when we praise our God? Well, it gets our focus off ourselves and onto our Lord. It shifts our mindset onto our mighty God. And so as we come before Him, ready to praise and give thanks, everything that's happening in our worlds, all our problems, all our difficulties, whatever you're facing, that falls away as we just focus our eyes on Him and give Him praise and thanks. And it causes us to really align with Him and His purposes. Praise declares Jesus as Lord, His sovereignty, and His reign. Praise causes us to be humble and know that Jesus is Lord God. It squashes a negative mindset. It squashes a complaining mindset. It makes room for God's blessings. Praise invokes His presence. God's presence dwells amongst us when we praise Him. And our spirits are renewed and refreshed in His presence, and our joy is accentuated. When we praise our God, there is power and there is the opportunity for the miraculous to occur. So how do we praise God? Well, we know there's many, many scriptures that show us how to praise God. I just want to read a couple. This is from Psalms 98. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. He has remembered his promise to love and be faithful to Israel. The ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy. Sing your praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the ram's horn. Make a joyful symphony before the Lord the King. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the earth and all living things join in. Let the rivers clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the nations with fairness. This beautiful poetry of praising God, of singing a new song, of praising him with instruments, of praising him with everything that you are, clapping, dancing, stomping, whatever you need to do. We praise him. We shout out to him. We sing for joy to our God for the victories that he has given us and just everything that he has done for us. We praise our God with all that we have, with all that we are. In Psalms 146, it says, praise the Lord, let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Until that last moment, we have an attitude and a heart of praise. And God calls us to praise him every day. I mean, the Lord's Prayer, the first part and the last part is praising God. And he does say to praise him every day. In Psalms 145, I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Every day, when you wake up in the morning, you know, there's some people that can wake up in the morning and they're, from the first breath, they are grumpy and they're complaining already. Looking at my teenage children right now, and don't do that. Wake up with praise on your lips. God has given you breath for a new day. God has given you a day to live for him. And so when you get up in the morning, let praise be on your lips. Let that be the first thing that comes out of your mouth. It's like, good morning, God. Thank you for today. God, I praise you that you're wonderful. I just thank you for this day that you've given. Your mercies are new every morning. Just praise him. You know, when you set yourself up each day with praise on your lips, your whole heart and attitude is just aligned with God. And you set yourself up for a great day just by doing that. So praise God every day. In Isaiah 61, now, you know, our freedom vision for this year is actually based on Luke 4. And Luke 4 is actually quoting Isaiah 61. And I really, really felt when I was praying for you guys this week that this passage of scripture in Isaiah 61 is really a prophetic word for you today. Let me read it and let me just prophesy over you. The mighty spirit of the Lord Yahweh is wrapped around me. Because Yahweh has anointed me as a messenger to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to heal the wounds of the brokenhearted, to tell captives, you are free, and to tell prisoners, be free from your darkness. I am sent to announce a new season of Yahweh's grace and a time of God's recompense on his enemies, to comfort all who are in sorrow, to strengthen those crushed by despair who mourn in Zion. to give them a beautiful bouquet in the place of ashes, the oil of bliss instead of tears, and the mantle of joyous praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Because of this, they will be known as mighty oaks of righteousness, planted by Yahweh as a living display of his glory. See, through Wella, I know there's people here today that God is saying, I'm giving you a mantle of joyous praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. I'm actually clothing you with a garment of praise. I'm clothing you with praise from head to toe instead of a spirit of heaviness. And you will be planted firmly in my righteousness. You will bring glory to me. There's things that need to be shifted in people here today. I really, really have a strong sense of that God is actually saying to you, you know, you may be feeling despair. You may be feeling fear. You may be feeling such heaviness with the things of this world or your heart. And God's actually saying to you, I'm breaking that off today. I'm breaking that off and I'm clothing you with praise. I'm clothing you with my joy. And you will be planted firmly in his righteousness. So Lord, I just pray that this word will be received by your people today, Father God. And Lord, as we praise you, Father God, that you will break off heaviness, that you will break off a spirit of fear, that you will break off a spirit of poverty, Father God, and you are going to pour praise over your people. You are going to clothe your people with a garment of praise and joy. So the power of praise brings freedom and victory. Praise is the most powerful weapon against Satan. I want to say that again. Praise is the most powerful weapon against Satan, against the enemy. When you need deliverance, when you need the enemy to flee, when you need victory for a situation, praise him. Praise him. There are two stories in Scripture, one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament, that I just want to share with you, just to show you how powerful praise is in bringing freedom and victory. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we're starting from verse 19. Then the Levites from the clans of Kohath and Korah stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed." After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang: "Give thanks to the Lord, his faithful love endures forever." At the very moment they began to sing and give praise, at that very moment that they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves. At the moment they started praising God, God's power was invoked. His power was invoked, and he caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. The armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. After they had destroyed the army of Seir, they began attacking each other. Can you even imagine this happening? When you're about to go into war, you're about to go into battle, God says, "Believe in the Lord. Start praising and singing me, you know, start praising and singing." And God's power is evoked, and he sorts it all out. He brings victory. So when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point in the wilderness, all they saw were dead bodies lying on the ground as far as they could see. Not a single one of the army had escaped. Praising God brings victory. Praising God brings freedom. There's so much power in when we praise our God. It activates the power of God. So when you are experiencing an attack of the enemy, when you are feeling like that you're in a battle that you're facing, praise God. Praise God. And trust that he will start moving. He will start acting in those situations, and he will bring the victory that you need. He will bring the victory that you need. I love the famous story with Paul and Silas. They're in prison in Acts chapter 16. Incredible story of God delivering and bringing freedom to people. And we read from verse 22 where the word says, a mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and these city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. They were severely beaten and they were then thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape, so the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. This is the Apostle Paul and Silas. Now, we really cannot fathom or imagine the awfulness of their situation, of that prison, of being in that inner dungeon, of having their feet clamped, the stench, just the whole environment, shocking. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. The only people that were praying and praising God were Paul and Silas, two people in that prison, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. When we praise God, you bring deliverance, not just for yourself. You bring freedom not just for yourself, you actually bring deliverance and freedom for other people. God has come to set captives free, to bring freedom. And so when we praise God, we're actually praising him and just trusting and seeing his power move and bring deliverance and freedom, not just for you, but for those around you. This is the power of corporate praise together. This is why we come to worship him and praise him together. If I could invite the worship team to come up now, that would be fantastic. When I am praising God on a Sunday in the morning, I'm actually praying and praising for people who are here, that they would have deliverance, that they would have freedom, that we would see the salvation of God. When we were at conference this last week, God was really working on my heart in an area of rejection, and I was processing and praying and going for long walks, walking for 20Ks, 8Ks each day, and there was a session on healing and deliverance. And in my head, I thought, no, God, I've processed as much as I possibly can. I've had as much healing as I possibly can. And I know there's just some residue, and I know that I just have to live with that. But do you know what? God has come to set us completely free. Completely free. And in that session where they invited people up, they were on the massive screen, it said, overcoming rejection. Can God speak to you more loudly than that? And as I responded to the call of God saying, I want to set you completely free, And as I responded to that and I gave forgiveness to those people that I needed to who had rejected me, and things that were generations of sexual abuse in our families and towards myself, when that was completely broken off and delivered, that I experienced absolute freedom. I cannot express enough that God has come to give deliverance, complete freedom to us. There is power when we praise Him, that's what He brings to you. And so whatever you have in your heart today, whatever is holding you back, whatever you're a prisoner of today, God has said, no, I am your mighty God. I have come to give you freedom. I have come to give you absolute 100% deliverance from anything that is not of me. That is who I am. That is the God that we praise. Let's just stand to our feet as we lift our hands to Him. We're going to praise in a minute, but I just want to give an opportunity for people here today who have not received the gift of salvation. As you just lift your hands to Him, you can close your eyes, you can just enjoy His presence. I want to read you more about who Jesus is, the Son of God, who came to give the gift of salvation. In Ephesians 1, God says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united in Christ. Even before He made the world, God loved us. God loved you. And He chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and He gave Him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. Church, let's pray this prayer together. Father God, I thank You for Your Son Jesus, who gave His life for me, that I would be forgiven, that I would be set free. I believe in You, Jesus. Today I declare that You are Lord of my life. I repent of not following You. I receive Your forgiveness. And today I declare that I will follow You all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have